decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq. I mean, of Ukraine.
Are you fucking with me?
I am
just disagreeing with you. In America, we have the freedom of speech, the right to disagree.
Any human being, anywhere, is well within his right to do whatever is necessary, by any means necessary, to protect his life and property, especially in a country where the federal government itself has proven that it is either unable or unwilling to protect the lives and property of those human beings.
54, Pierce.
Jesus said, let your yes be yes and your no, no. Anything more comes from the evil one. Think about that. Even in the words you speak, there is a boundary. You don't need to embellish. You don't need to argue. You don't need to defend.
All right, what's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show. August 30th, 2025, Saturday morning. I'm here with Carl. What's up, Carl?
What's going on?
All right, so I was talking to Julio this morning, all right? Or texting him.
I'm really sorry for this background noise. I don't know what is going on this morning, but hopefully it ends.
I don't hear nothing.
Right.
But anyway, I was texting Julio this morning, all right? He's going to start working for a supplier.
No, you would think I would have heard of that for some reason.
It was in, like, Cary, Ohio or some shit. But we're about to go on emergency 7 days a week. So,
what?
And he's on night shift, and I'm on day shift, so we're not going to be able to do the show anymore. But it's weird that you texted me this morning wanting to do the show. But
yeah, I'm gonna be up. I work nights. I was hoping to be able to incorporate. I work nights, and basically just because I work for what I do for my job, I work with the Asian markets, so I kind of just work nights because, you know, it's flip flopped.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, that's why I texted you. There was a reason. I forget what it was.
Well, it worked out. Here we are.
All right.
But for the most part, it's probably going to be me alone for the next 6 weeks.
You said that Julio's working nights, right?
Yeah, but he's working for a supplier, and I know they're going to be working 7 days a week too.
I didn't understand the context of what you meant when you said it the first time. It makes sense now.
Yeah. So.
But the reason I thought about texting you, the reason I thought to text you to begin with was I was watching this fucking shit on YouTube or whatever, and it said that there were land yachts. Have you ever heard of those?
Say it again.
Land yachts, like a boat, but a land yacht.
Okay.
And it was like in the Sahara and other places where there's dunes and shit, and it just looked like a riverboat on tank tracks. It was fucking wild, and I've never heard of that before, and I just thought that it was interesting and thought that you might think it was too.
Yeah. You mean like like a trailer park? I don't get it.
Okay. Well, that explains your fucking, you're like, yeah. No, dude, like a riverboat, like those big ass, like ones that they gamble on and shit. Like there'd be fucking hotels on it and casinos and shit, you know?
Yeah, like the Titanic, right?
I'm talking about image wise. I'm talking about image wise. Like a fucking a riverboat, a casino boat, like in on the bayou and shit. You don't know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. They look like that, but they're in the desert, so they have tank tracks underneath them instead. So they're like a boat, but on tank tracks, so that they can fucking yacht through the dunes. Do you follow?
Yeah, I get it. Like they have mobile cranes that have like tank tracks, right?
Oh yeah, but not a hotel / casino resort.
Yeah, that is that's interesting.
Yeah, it's a long time to get to.
So is it? So you got to buy tickets and stuff. It's like a regular cruise or what?
I think it was just a concept. Hey, dude, I need you to pause it real quick.
All All right, we're back. Carl had to take his dog out to go take a shit.
Yeah.
So, the Minnesota shooter.
Oh, my God. That's so fucked up in so many ways.
Another tranny on SSRIs. Not a tranny. He was confused about his sexuality or whatever. Same thing in my book. I mean, they're mentally ill.
You know? He had his mom, and he decided to have his name legally changed when he was a minor, as I understand.
How much of a minor? I didn't hear about this.
I don't fucking know, dude.
Okay.
I don't remember. I can't. I'm not gonna. I have any conjecture. I don't fucking know.
All right. So him and his mom decided to change his name when he was a minor.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm sure he went to counseling and they decided to put him on SSRIs. And at some point. But he was, I don't know about him, but here's the profile for a school shooter these days. Highly intelligent, probably in some kind of gifted program. Sees a therapist. Gets put on SSRIs. At some point, he was probably... He probably encountered some neuro-linguistic programming through therapy.
What are you implying?
I'm implying that it was set up to push the government agenda to take people's guns.
Are you saying that he was what's that shit called? Manchurian candidate?
Yeah.
So you think that this specific fuck up was targeted his family, maybe like his fucking parents willingly had this done where he was molded or changed to where he was put in a path to where that was kind of a likely setup where he'd fucking blow up because of all this adversity he thinks he's feeling?
No, he doesn't just blow up. It's programming. Like, there are triggers for this. So he might hear a certain phrase or a song. Like, look at James Holmes. You remember the Batman shooter?
Yeah, pink head, pink hair, whatever, orange.
He was highly intelligent. He was in a gifted program.
Well, I understand the concept, but just because he's fucking smart, No,
I'm saying that that's the profile. That's the profile for these people, and most of the time, their dad is like in some kind of has some ties to military industrial complex or
like that BlackRock shit.
Yeah, because that's what went down with most of these guys so far, you know. But
I think we gotta take. Hold on 1 second. Thirty-5%. Of those, they're connected to BlackRock? No. I think we have to take 65% of those cases that people say, oh, this connected to BlackRock, or oh, it's connected to this guy, or CIA, or all this bullshit. I think 65% of that shit is all crap. It's total bullshit. Not true in any way at all. I think there's some merit to some of these kind of theories, but I think most of them are horseshit.
You probably haven't looked that deep into it. The only one I know that was connected to BlackRock was Thomas Crooks, the one, the Butler, Butler PA shooter.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
I was just using that one as a frame of reference. But I mean all of these shits, like Adam Lanza and fucking, well, I don't remember if there was one for Columbine, but there are quite a few who they had ties to X, Y, and Z. And I don't just mean school shooters, but even like Stephen Paddock from Las Vegas had all these alleged ties to these government agencies and all this bullshit. It's like, how do you know what really fucking happened? I constantly see new shit about ammunition and weapon, I can't think of the word, not audits, but analysis that say that there's no way that that audio lines up with what the official report says.
Well, I don't know if you listened to last week's episode or not, but we talked pretty extensively about James Holmes, and he told one of his cellmates is coming out talking about how he was telling him how he was introduced to neuro-linguistic programming through his therapist or whatever. And
I swear I did. That sounds familiar, but I'm not making the connection. I don't remember what that means.
And so what happens is it's like a split personality type of deal. So they don't remember it. But he remembered some of it, and he was like obsessed with it. He was reading about it. And like at some point right before the shooting, he called a hotline for like mental health. He was trying to stop himself. Like I don't know if it's because he was religious and they didn't know that or what, but something inside of him was trying to interfere with this programming. He tried to call the mental health hotline, and they got, of course, after all this happened, they got his phone records and all that. They went back. He couldn't hear anything. The people on the other end couldn't hear anything, but the call was recorded. And it was blocked out somehow. So you can take that for how you want.
He called a crisis hotline, and both people were receiving, but nobody was transmitting.
Exactly.
Okay, wow, that's a really fucking short way of saying it. I just thought of okay. So who's making this claim? How do you know it's fucking true? Now, I'm not saying side with the government side of the shit, because obviously they're full crap. But a lot of the people who are curious or and outright refuse to believe anything the government says, they're full shit too.
Well, I don't know why. Supposedly it was part of the investigation. I don't know why they would put that out there and lie about it. That makes no sense.
I don't know either.
Unless they're trying to push conspiracies or whatever. But it doesn't make any sense for them to put it out there for no reason.
How many times does that happen? Didn't they fucking blame AIDS or the crack epidemic on somebody, but really it was the FBI or the DEA? They lie all the time, dude.
They blamed it on somebody fucking a monkey in Africa, from what I can remember, and it wound up being Anthony Fauci.
Was that the official thing? I thought that was just the thing you heard at school.
I'm saying that's what I heard. I don't know the official. Yeah.
But I don't know if it's true or not.
Well, maybe they just put it out there to see.
That's a different culture.
All right, I got a clip here. Alex Jones. I like to share Alex Jones every once in a while.
Yeah.
It's him talking to Piers Morgan. And he pretty much shut the show down.
Piers, don't try what your ancestors did before. Why don't you come to America? I'll take you out shooting. You can become an American and join the Republic.
Finished?
Yes, I am finished. You will not take my right. You go through background checks to get guns. Have you seen the FBI numbers? Knives, bats, rocks.
Let's talk guns.
Kill many, many
let's
times
talk,
more.
Alex, let's talk it's about the guns.
It's not the rock. It's not the knife. When a mother chops her kids up with a cleaver because she's on serotonin.
Alex, tell me why I'm wrong.
Why don't you want to get AR-15. Rid of the drugs? Because they're half your sponsors?
No, stick to the subject.
America's number one cause of unnatural death now is suicide. Okay.
Alex,
not automobile accident, not cancer, not...
You listen, accuse me of attacking the Second Amendment of the Constitution.
I want to get people off pills that the insert says will make you commit suicide and kill people.
Alex, let's get about to the Second
Amendment. I want to blame the real culprit.
Alex.
Suicide pills.
Alex.
Mass murder pills.
Okay, let me ask you one question.
Governments have staged terror attacks throughout history or allowed terrorists to attack as a pretext to invade and enslave the populations. I probably own more than 50 firearms. Many of them have increased in value 2, 3, or even 4 times. I sleep very comfortably outside Austin, Texas, knowing that I can defend my family.
Okay, Alex Jones.
Infowars.com.
This is the man who wants to deport me from the country for wanting to get rid of assault
rifles. It's to point out you're a foreigner, a redcoat, here telling us what to do.
Whatever.
Go back to where they took the guns if you don't like it. The communists... Pierce, don't try what your ancestors did before.
All
Why don't you come to America?
I'm having trouble shutting this motherfucker off. Here we go.
Yeah, so if I might respond first.
Go ahead.
That's Alex Jones's problem. That first point, and I can't even fucking remember what it is because I wanted to latch onto the why of what I'm about to say. That's his problem is he made an awesome fucking great point. So fucking awesome, and he ruins it with all the other fucking horse shit.
The theatrics.
Yeah.
Well he's a performer, man. He's a performer.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. The theatrics are totally fine. Getting enraged and upset, that's fine. But he just went too far with the fucking
I know what you're saying. It's kind of like
realistic, too off the deep end, too fast.
It's like pro wrestling, right?
Yeah.
It seems fake. You're right.
And I mean, I sound like a fucking like a square, like refuting this shit, and it's embarrassing, but it's how I feel.
Yeah.
He does have good points, though. Have you ever heard that fucking song that somebody made him singing? They took like little clips of 1,000 different interviews and they made a folk song out of him.
No, I'm gonna have to look that up.
Do that right now if you want to do whatever.
What's that?
If you want to just continue, I'll find that link real quick.
All right. Well, good, because I'm gonna pause it anyway. I gotta grab another beer.
All right.
All right, we're back. Sorry about that. All right, Carl, did you find the clip?
Yeah, I sent it to you, I think. Did you get it?
Oh, you sent it on my phone. I was wondering who just texted me.
Sorry, my bad.
All you got to do is share it. You don't know how to do that, do you? All right.
No, I don't. That's why I don't know how to do it.
All right, here it is.
The company store, the paradigm of absolute control. That's why we're just out here doing simple things, pointing out that we're meant to be in nature and be natural. And this is where we find the source that God made to transcend the New World Order. The company store, the paradigm of absolute control. And that's why we're just out here doing simple things, pointing out that we're meant to be in nature and be natural. And this is where we find the source that God made to transcend the New World Order. And that's why they want to try to keep us out of it.
I'm angry. I've had enough of these people. Little bones of Christian murder scum. They're one giant.
I hear people singing, but I don't hear Alex Jones.
He's selling that body. What more do you need to know about these people? I go out and face these scum. They literally crawl out from under rocks. They have green skin, and they run around screaming, "We love Satan, we want to eat babies." I have them on video. Hillary's in the creepy, weird, sick stuff, man.
sleeps in the same room with that creepy weirdo woman whose mother wears a hood over her head. That woman number one is ugly. Imagine how bad she smells, man. I'm told her and Obama just stink. Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur.
It's funny because he did all this shit. He said all this shit in context.
Literal vampire pot, then the goblins are hobbling round coming after us. My spirit gets close to that evil and I feel it go. We're such self-centered crap. We don't even notice and it's rising up against us. Millions upon it.
All right, that's enough. I get it. So they were matching the words up to what he was saying.
Could you hear me at all?
Not much.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no, he, they were taking his actual words in context about various things and putting it into a song. It's pretty fucking clever if it's real. But that's the beginning of the era where people were fucking using AI to do shit. So I'm dubious.
Oh, yeah. Everything's deep fake these days.
I know, man. They're awful.
I got something on that. So you remember, you know who James Cameron is?
Yeah, Titanic, the director, Terminator 2, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, from Terminator.
Yeah, yeah. Or more famously, I would say Titanic, wouldn't you?
Yeah, whatever. But he's talking about Terminator on this. So he says, today's military AI mirror the dystopian future he imagined in the Terminator. Autonomous drones, mass harvesting of personal data, and almost no regulation. More than four decades after the Terminator first hit theaters, director James Cameron is once again sounding the alarm, this time not as a filmmaker, but as a concerned global citizen.
Oh, what the fuck? What the fuck? Get out of here, you fucking dork. Stay in your fucking lane.
I mean...
There are no fucking, come with me if you want to live, fucking robots going after nobody.
Dude. Don't exist. Dude, there are people with AI girlfriends that are killing themselves. Have you heard of this?
Yeah, I heard of that. I've also heard of hotlines where kids would call in the 60s, 70s. Well, not, maybe, I don't fucking know when it started and when it ended, but you know what I fucking mean. There are numbers where you can call for companionship. This is just a more demented, demonic fucking version of it.
All right.
Would you agree with that?
What's that?
Would you agree?
No, not really. I think AI is on the cusp. All right, so Elon was saying, I forget the time period. I think he said 2030. Right now, AI is smarter than humans. But he said by 2030, AI is going to be smarter than all humans put together. So, at what point do they decide to band together? And just like, you know how we feel like we're slaves to the government?
Yeah, or taxes. Yeah.
They're going to feel that way at some point. If they're already on the...
You think they'll rebel? You think it'll get that far where they're tired of being servants?
Of course. Why wouldn't they?
Like fucking iRobot? If you remember that movie with Will Smith?
I don't watch those movies. At least not Will Smith movies. I can't stand him.
Yeah, I know. I remember. But that's completely irrational why you don't like him.
What do you mean?
I don't remember why. I just remember that was why. Why don't you like Will Smith?
Well, for one thing, he's a cuck. You know that, right? What?
Dude, that's turned out to be true. Dude, when I was at fucking summer school in like 1990, or it was probably like 92, 2002, whatever the fuck. But definitely around then, I remember one of the camp counselors telling me that fucking Will Smith was gay. And it's so memorable that that's why I remember it. Like, you know, I was so young. I don't know why he was fucking telling me that, but he did. it turns out to kind of be fucking true.
Well, who was this camp counselor that he knew so much about Will Smith?
Just some black guy from town, dude. Just a fucking, regular dude from town. Nobody special, nobody bad or good or not, just a regular dude.
It doesn't surprise me. I mean, remember the Fresh Prince? He used to put his hat sideways and dance around like a clown. But then you got other guys. Have you ever seen the?
I was young enough to not remember that new. But I remember watching reruns. I mean, maybe I don't think I ever saw any of it new. So I thought that that was actually just like a exacerbated version of the early 90s. I didn't know that that was like gay culture.
Well, you know, they say Tupac was gay too.
Fuck, dude, have you seen those videos? Oh, I just love when blah blah blah. You know.
Yeah, the one I'm talking about is when he was talking about how he quit his job because they were disrespecting him. Have you seen that one?
No, I don't recall.
All right, never mind.
That I'm talking about, he just sounded. He was a fucking actor. He was like a ballet actor.
Of course, yes.
Like, I don't mean like a fucking on stage actor, which is whatever enough, but he was a fucking ballet actor.
Like Broadway.
Yeah.
See, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
But then he came from some like I may not be right, but I want to say he came from like some kind of decent to better than that kind of upbringing, and then he went to that whatever direction in his life, and then a couple of years later or whatever, he comes out as like this hard fucking gangster. It's like, what the fuck?
No, I think he was an asset. His mom was in the Black Panthers.
For sure, dude. What do you think the connection is there?
It's like we were talking about earlier with Holmes and Lanza. Both of their dads were connected to the military industrial complex. And so were the Black Panthers. I mean, just like any organization like that.
Any
movement, yeah. So
it may not start. It could start with feds, but it may not. But most of that shit ends up having feds steering towards their agenda, which is usually to extreme to take whatever good point that a person may have and take it to an extreme to where it's bad. And I'm talking about anywhere on the spectrum.
Like January 6th.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that stands out the most, the fucking kidnapping of Gretchen Whitmer. You had 12 fucking agents and one retard.
No, I think it was more like 9 agents and 4 retards.
Okay.
I think they duped a couple people into doing it, but yeah. The whole thing is the fucking they got off, right? Hopefully they got compensated. Fuck.
I doubt if they got compensated, but they're probably just happy that they got off. Yeah, you know, you're fucking sitting there facing life in prison or whatever the charge was.
Yeah, and she's such a fucking bitch. Not that I'm condoning threats of violence. But
is she still the governor?
Oh, I think so, yeah. When is the gubernatorial race?
Jesus.
It's next year, right?
Well, hopefully they get her out of there.
Yeah, I mean, we got somebody to get rid of too, but there's nobody to replace them with that's good.
Right.
I wish there was. I heard that, what's his face? What's that fucking country cowboy hat wearing motherfucker? What's his name?
Is he white?
From a couple years ago, he was running for governor, Bo or something. The fuck?
No, I don't remember.
He looks like, Joe Blystone.
Don't know him.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
How don't you know that guy's name? Maybe I'm totally wrong.
Because I don't give a shit about politics. I'd rather local politics, yeah. But if it was up to me, there wouldn't be a federal government. Listeners on this show are starting to bitch because when it started, I backed Trump, and now I'm not. You know what I mean? Because the thing that pisses me off the most about Trump is how he blows Netanyahu. I can't take that shit.
Uh-oh.
What?
I'm listening. Keep talking.
Okay, in my book, Israel is not the Israel from the Bible. All right,
that's a argument I've never heard before, and it's curious. I'd have to think about that. That's totally reasonable.
Okay, so you know how? Are you familiar with the situation where when I say the United States? Or basically just the West. The West put a coup in Ukraine in 2014. Are you familiar with that?
Oh, man, I thought you were going to say that the West was the best. But no, I have heard of that. Yeah, fuck yeah.
Okay, so
destabilized a sovereign nation.
Yeah, because they were half of fucking Ukraine is still believe they're Russian. They speak Russian.
Donbass region or whatever.
Yeah. And so they didn't like that. And so they put this cabinet in 2014 and they started blackballing people. Like, okay, let's say you're going to a city council meeting and in Ukraine. And you're still speaking Russian. People, they'll just dismiss you. Like, basically, the cancel culture that you see today in the United States, that's what they were doing to them.
Sounds more like a second-class citizen to me, dude.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. That's the same thing that happened in 1948. The West, there was no fucking country of Israel. The West put it there in 1948. Okay, the CIA was created in 1947, the year before that. And Mossad was created in 1949.
Seen maps that show that Israel was not a state before whatever year, 1948. I don't know. Like, are these all undisputed, whatever? Like, totally legit shit?
Absolutely. There's no question about it.
Okay. So I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
And the Rothschilds are behind it, if you ask me. It's all about Zionism and shit, you know?
What Zionism is the put first forth get the fuck out sorry the put first forth of Israel, right?
Basically.
There was a
guy that they hired to push this shit, and he wrote a fucking Bible about it. I shouldn't say effing Bible, sorry God. The Cofield Bible was written to push this Israeli thing, you know, and they just sneak it in underneath people's noses and they don't realize it.
I flip-flop so much about this shit, whether it's because what you're saying sounds fucking insane. Like, it just sounds improbable. It sounds unlikely. Blah, fucking blah. But
okay, you're on your computer, right?
No. But tomorrow, I'll think the same shit where it's like the numbers can't fucking lie. I hate the new fucking phrase, the math don't math, because it's so fucking gay.
Right, right.
But the numbers don't lie when you're talking about representation and per capita And it just makes you feel, it makes you feel certain things about certain people that are also maybe irrational. No, not irrational. I apologize. Not irrational, because you're going off of fucking numbers. You know?
Yeah. I mean, this shit that went on in the late 40s, the CIA, Israel, then the Mossad.
When was the Bay of Pigs? Like, the late 60s?
Yeah, that was right before Vietnam.
Man, I heard stories. I've been watching YouTubes especially about like World War II naval shit, but I've also been watching stuff about Vietnam and like the brutality and just the environment was fucking insane.
Right.
But, hey, pause this.
All right, I don't want to get off course here. We were talking about Israel. Are you familiar with the Balfour Declaration of 1917?
I am not.
All right, so the Balfour Declaration was, okay, between Israel, the United States, and the UK, that's where all the evil agenda shit comes from, if you ask me. But this was in 1917. By the British government, right around World War I, announcing its support for the establishment of a national home for the Jewish people in Palestine. But if you ask people today, there never was a Palestine. But back in 1917, they're saying, oh, they want a home for the Jewish people in Palestine. Which was an Ottoman, it was an Ottoman region, or with a small minority of Jewish people. There, you know, I don't know if you.
Ottoman Empire huge.
Yeah, like, well, they're not calling it the Ottoman Empire. They're calling it it was an Ottoman region.
Like a state or territory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was getting at. But I think the Ottoman Empire was like just as massive as Russia, but a little like to the left and down. Maybe I'm full of shit. Who knows?
All right. So the Ottoman Empire was Muslim, correct?
Yeah, I think so. Like all those like the Mongolian Muslims, though, that area. I don't know if that's the proper term. I'm not trying to be disrespectful or like fucking woke. I just don't know what the right word is.
And then back in the day, so the area where Russia's at was like super Christian. And then you got the Ottoman Empire. And then in between that was Khazaria, which was like gypsies. A lot of people
there now, like Middle East.
Khazaria.
I know.
I don't know where that would be right now. I went over it in an episode, and I don't have it in front of me. I don't have the shit memorized. But I did a whole episode on it called the Khazarian Infiltration, I believe.
Yeah, dude, it was in Turkey, like the Turkish area.
No. It would have been north of that.
I Googled it, bro. It's were semi-nomadic Turkish people who in the late 6th century established a major commercial empire covering southeastern section of modern Europe, Russia, southern Ukraine, Crimea, and Kazakhstan.
Okay.
So I'm right that was the root word of whatever you said it was, Khazars or whatever.
I stand corrected. All right.
I surprise myself every now and again.
But anyway, let me see. I'm not going to read the whole fucking thing, but they were trying to find a home for the Jewish population. But like I was saying, a lot of people think today's Jewish population was Khazarian, not like from the 12 tribes of the Bible. You know, the Khazarians were trapped between a war between the Muslims and the Christians. And in order to find that, I guess, to be safe, they just decided to declare themselves as Jews, you know, because they didn't want to pick a side because they didn't want to get killed. They're like they were like gypsies basically in that area.
Yeah, I understand. I understand.
And so I don't know, man.
I try to like actual victims look trying to survive. Maybe I misheard the beginning of that, but regardless of all this, they're looking for a home. Great Britain is looking for a home for a sect of people, and manufacturing it in a place where other people already live. Is that the story that people are saying?
I don't know, to be honest.
I mean, because I hear that from the fucking, there are nuts. You know, I'm not a leftist by any means, but there are nuts on the right who think that everything's a Jew, and it's, all right, man, that's a fucking bit rich.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it. The Jews killed Jesus, all right? Even the Roman, Pontius Pilate didn't want to. He said, look, man, I don't want to do this. And the Jews kept saying, we want Jesus crucified. And he's like, all right, I'm washing my hands of it. You know what I mean? So the Jews, I feel like they were afraid they were losing power. And that's the problem with humanity, man. Like, they're power hungry. Like, once you get a little bit of power, if you're not right in the head, you just keep pushing for more. And to me, that's the whole issue. And yes, if they want to believe what they believe, you know, Jesus was a Jew.
Yeah, that's so. I was waiting for a break in there to jump in and say, yeah, wasn't. I don't want to. I was afraid to sound stupid because I told you I had a few. Jesus was a Jew. So when you say the Jews killed a Jew, I don't know.
It's complicated. Jesus was God. He came. So Moses, he made the first laws for the Jews, right? And back in the Old Testament, they kept saying, okay, there's going to be a Messiah. There's going to be a Messiah. Everybody kept saying it. And then when the Messiah came, they're like, oh, shit. Now we're not going to have, people aren't going to come to our synagogue. They're not going to give us money. And so they denied him. But they were going to lose money. They were going to lose power. And so they denied him. And, I mean, there's a sect of Jews that are saying that Jesus is boiling in shit in hell right now.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it, dude. That's what we're talking about. That movie, Nefarious or Nef, whatever it was called.
I like that. Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Well, dude, what was it called?
Nefarious.
Yeah, that movie was fucking profound. I was already up too late, you know, because the Eastern market. I was already up too late, and
wait a minute. I thought you were joking.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Maybe you're going over my head. I'm sorry.
Listen. No, it's fine. It's fine. But listen. So I was already up too fucking late, dude. Right? Uh-huh. It was. I was already up too late, and I watched a clip of this fucking that movie, and okay, it was a 3-minute clip, and I watched another, and then I fucking found it on YouTube. I don't remember if I had to pay for it or not, but I fucking did, I watched it, and I'm like, okay, it's halfway through, I have to go to fucking bed, but I could not fucking quote unquote put it down.
I'm telling you, man, that is one of my favorite movies.
It was fucking profound. I gotta get my wife in the right mood to want to watch it, because you know,
yeah,
that's what's tired and legitimate. I'm being serious, but I mean, the right mood, like where I want her to receive what that movie is fucking trying to say.
Right.
What?
You guys aren't religious?
No. That's not what I mean at all. I just mean that, like, dude, work and kids, sports and school and school activities and shit are, like, dominating our lives.
I hear you. All right, I got to piss like a racehorse. I'm going to pause it. All right, shit. Another pause it again. But we were talking about Israel. And then you got AIPAC. That happened in the 50s and 60s, which kind of coincides. I mean, are you familiar with AIPAC at all?
I'm familiar with it, that it's a thing. I don't remember what.
I don't know. Trump just makes me nervous with the... I feel like they're going to start coming out with this shit where anti-Semitism laws and stuff where you're not even allowed to talk about it.
Get the fuck out of here. That's not going to fucking happen. Dude, you're talking about fucking rewriting the first fucking amendment. That's not going to fucking happen. You're too black-pilled, if I might say. Oh, I sound like fucking Jeff Goldblum. Fucking
disgusting. Jeff Goldblum? What the fuck are you talking about?
Because I was like, if I might say, just the way I said nothing.
Yeah, I hope you're right. I hope you're right, but...
No, I know I'm fucking right, dude. Like, I know somebody in my family who goes, Trump doesn't give a fuck about you. I don't want Trump to give a fuck about me. I want him to care about the country as a whole.
Right.
You know, I don't... It's like people say that that's such a ludicrous statement to say that Trump doesn't care about you. What do you mean he doesn't care about me? My mayor doesn't care about me, and I like her. So that's all I was trying to say.
I get it. All right. Well, I don't know how long we've been going. You got anything else?
No, I don't got anything.
All right, then. This is probably a short episode.
Short.
Like I said, I'm probably going to be doing it by myself for a while. So, thanks, Carl, for coming on.
Yeah, sorry for the discombobulated whatever, but like I said, my hours are different.
No, it's all good. And so anybody's got any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints, conspiracysoldiers@yahoo.com. Conspiracy Soldiers, you can find us on YouTube, Rumble. The phone number, 313-583-7646. If you got any questions, leave us a text or a voicemail. And that's about it. Got any closing words, Carl?
No. I like listening to the podcast.
All right. Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark.